Benjamin, this is Score Ops. Ron Benjamin, Score Ops. Good morning, gentlemen. Where did you say you were heading for, Ron? Okey-dokey. And who was that nice gentleman you were talking to? Okay. Where's he heading for, did he say? Okay. No problem. Hey, Ron, are you going to be outside? Excuse me, pit B or pit C? Go ahead, Relay 12. Okey-dokey, sir. When you say up the hill, which one are you talking about? Okay. I gotcha. When you get up there, would you give me a holler and we'll do a radio check? Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Okay. You guys take care. What's the matter? We're not going to score ops, no? Hey, this is ops. You heading out here? Okey-dokey is, Doofus with you, otherwise known as Rich. Okay, because the coffee's on. Oh yeah, it's done. 35 minutes to race start. 35 minutes to race start. Good morning, 30, go ahead. Copy that.
I'm going to put the rope back. 30, you got a copy? I think you stopped to put the rope back. Hey Matt, you got a copy? Hey Matt, you got a copy? Hey Mike, you just keep going straight down the power line road, because I lost you. Just keep going straight down the power line road, because I lost you. I think that's you up there. No, that's, Melissa. Yeah, but you just keep going straight, right? Okay, I see you up there.
Mike Zabo, score ops. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I've got a bunch of programs and stuff here for you, you know, when later on, you know, after the race or whatever, if you want to catch me at the start-finish. Okay, no big thing. Which checkpoint are you heading to? Okay, you're way down the south end and down almost across from the... Okay, I got you. When you get out there, give me a holler, we'll do a radio check. Yeah, I got you. I'm sorry. I was looking at this podcast. Go ahead, Rescue Director. Yes, sir. I got it from you yesterday. Remember you told me, you showed me the map and then the topo map? All right, sir. Weatherman, score ops. I'm clear.
Good morning. This is Relay 12 with P.F. Goodrich. We will be occupying this frequency today with the use of the Prim 300 off-road race. WNVN 395.
Let's radio check. Start-finish. Anybody copy start-finish?
Score ops at start-finish. We have your radio check.
Hey, score ops, this is check out at pit C. We're here for Wick.
Copy you, pit C. Go ahead, score two, this is ops. Loud and clear. You're in the chopper.
Mike. Jim's behind me a little way. Go ahead, Mike.
Shortly.
Okay, checkpoint four. You're minus one person, but he'll be out there shortly. You're loud and clear. see you, weatherman. We'll still.
Rescue director?
Taking it too, Mike.
Rescue director, copy ambulance 1, and you'll be in the air as soon as the helicopter gets there. Okay, still missing check 3, check 1.
1, man, and ready.
Copy, check 1.
Okay, we're lining them up with approximately 7 or 8 minutes to start. You guys just have a good race. Everybody kind of listen up on your radios before you start keying so we don't walk all over each other. And make sure you don't have your nuts sitting on your radio. We don't need any hot mics.
Mike, go to where we had all that room last year.
About how many before we start? 10 minutes to start, copy. 11 minutes to start.
Check 2 score offs.
Go ahead, check 2.
Yeah, what time do you have right now? Watch time wise.
Official time is 6:01:13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 6:01:20.
You want a couple minute hold here to get a little bit lighter, then we're gonna go. Watch. Okay, everybody, just be aware. It is gonna be dusty. It is gonna be dusty. Everybody, be safe out there. All you crews, checkpoints, be safe.
Go through check 1 already.
We started 11 minutes late due to it was too dark to be able to be safe.
Weatherman Ops.
Ops, go ahead.
I understand you have communications with Check 3.
10-4.
Okay, so that's all on the check in, correct?
That's affirmative if you have 4 checkpoints.
Last I knew we did, yes sir.
Finish line's got to be a checkpoint too, because this is a lap race.
Okay, I'll give them to you as we get them through us then.
Score ops, Rescue 3.
Go ahead, Rescue 3.
Just for info, on Knight Ranch Road, where the course crosses it, we got semis that are working out here that are doing about 40 miles an hour. There's nobody set up here to stop vehicles if racers come up.
Okay, you got a wall phone, but I understand there's nobody up by Race Mile 20.8 where the road crosses the Knight Ranch Road, is that right?
There's a couple people here that wearing security shirts, but they're not set up to stop traffic. They're right at the crossroads, so if a semi was doing 40 miles an hour, there would be a collision if they didn't stop them.
Q3, all I heard was that you said there was a couple people.
Yeah, a couple guys with security shirts, but they're right at the crossing, so they wouldn't be able to stop the semi if it was doing 40 miles an hour.
Okay, I'll see what I can get a hold of. Score 8, Bill Wade. Score ops. Ron Benjamin, Ron Benjamin. Score ops. Ron Benjamin, Ron Benjamin. Score ops. Ron Benjamin, score ops. Rescue 3, score ops. Rescue 3, score ops.
Rescue 3, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Ron Benjamin is supposed to be at your location there at that road crossing. Are you familiar with who Ron is?
Yeah, I'm with them now, but they're too close to the road to stop the semi doing 40, 50 miles an hour coming down this road. They're just hauling ass, double trailer, going both directions.
My question is Ron Benjamin there on site?
Just off of the boulevard.
As we're walking on each other.
I guess he's at the entrance by... Go ahead. Rescue 3, go ahead.
You go down to Las Vegas Boulevard, get with Ron Benjamin and have him send some people up to...
Okay.
Ron Benjamin, ops. Checkpoint 2, score ops. Checkpoint 2, score ops.
Checkpoint 2, go ahead.
Yes, sir, I got good communication with you. Could you relay to either Rescue 3 or to Ron Benjamin that it be to have somebody go up to the road crossing there on Knight Ranch Road where the race course crosses it and take care of that situation? We don't have anybody there, it looks like, to stop traffic. If you could relay that for me.
Score ops, Rescue 3, we got it covered.
Okay, thanks very much, Rescue 3. Disregards, check 2.
Hello?
Thanks, folks.
1203 through checkpoint 1. 1205 through check 1. 1204 through check 1.
Radio check clear, not very loud. .3s do we have? Oh, okay, 40.3. Okay, 40.3. And so the first vehicle through check 3 then is 10.01. Copy, 10.02.
Okay, the 5 plus 500.
6 and 557.
Last 9, add 902. Did not start at 949.
Copy, add 902, and 949 didn't start. Did not start.
Affirmative.
Okay, class 11s. Published. All them goofy guys started.
Class 1400, sportsman buggy. And 1402. And the last one out was at 0700.
Don't say those 11 guys are goofy guys because Scotty Boy and Trophy Truck, it's too expensive. We're wearing class 11 next year.
1499 through check 1.
Copy, 1499 through 1.
Exactamente. La última vez que hablé con Arturo, iba a tratar de acercarse hacia acá, hacia mi pit. Yo me vine hacia el final del pit, o sea, del área pit, a lo más que me pueda acercar, pero no he tenido noticias de él. Estoy hablando y no contesto.
Vehicle down, it's about a mile before our checkpoint 4.
telling me is you got a vehicle broke down a little bit before your location. It's probably 1001, and we got somebody coming over to try to pull it out.
But I can see with my binocs.
Can you see the number?
That was in the bushes.
Well, the man there, crew was just in here talking to us about pulling him out.
48 sector.
1148 through 2. Channel, so take your race business to your race channel. Rescue 1, come back again, please.
Copy. Hello, Johnson is going to pick up that guy at 5.6 and bring him to the start-finish. T-Lane, this is Ops, the channel code red. Can you hold on? Where you wanted the ambulance to meet the helicopter? You said the left side of the course, there at the start-finish? All this incorrect.
A negative. Okay, copy. Landing where the patient is. Alright, channel pink now. Claire, 1213, go ahead. Okay, Claire, is it being cared for, or what's the story? 10-4, out at Bitby. Ops, 44, whoever's calling weatherman. Confused. Too many people on the channel at the same time. If you want to do the whole thing, okay, or if you want me to, I'll do it. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, no, I am.
44, I understand that you got 10-01 off the course. You're taking them to beer bottle and dropping them there where the trailer can get to them. Is that right? Copy. Where beer bottle first crosses the course at about 5.8, you'll be dropping them there in about 10 minutes. Tom Ridings, 1001. 1:30, go ahead. Copy, Peter. The helicopter's taken off with your patient, and the 10 car that was blocking the course is no longer blocking the course. Check 4, go ahead. Copy, 518, first car. Is that the first 5 through 4? 1620 race, got a copy. Is this, for the Weatherman channel, the tire talk, or is it for your race channel? Weatherman, go ahead. Oh, okay, I got a hold of your main pit and told them where you are. Double ops. Okay, mile marker 8, what car is totally blocking the track? Okay, what score unit to get mile 8 fastest?
Check 2. 4 for you on race. If you have a copy and you can...
through race mile 18, needing oil. He should be at pit Bravo by now.
Oh, obstacle.
Yeah.
copy.
Wait a minute, go ahead.
Can I get a status on 1612?
All checkpoints looking for 1612. You calling, wait a minute. Standby 1616. 1101 is through check 2. 1101 is through 2. He's passed. Bravo.
Check 4, wait a minute.
Check 4, go ahead.
Negative on 1612.
1100, go ahead. Okay, 1100. I'm sorry, 1101. You are, where are you broke?
We're broke just past Tibby after you get on the highway. Approximately 5 or 6 miles after the highway.
Okay, but you said approximately race mile 59 and check 2 is race mile 23.
And we're about race mile 28 or 30.
Whoever's saying they're race mile 28 or 30, can't you hear somebody trying to give directions? Can't you hear the channel's busy? Okay, well, mile 59 is at the very bottom of the course going through a pass. And I don't think you got that far yet, but it's possible. Okay, 1100, you've already gone through checkpoint 4. You passed checkpoint 4. And you said 1101 passed you? 10-4. What you have to do is have your co-driver go up the course or backwards on the course with a tow strap. And stand there with a tow strap imploring somebody to stop and pull you off the course. Because that area is very, very hard for anybody to get into. Yeah, 10-4, that's all our concerns. So anyway, do you have a tow strap? Okay, have your co-driver go backwards on the course with the tow strap, just, you know, 50 feet, and wave it at any car that comes by. Wave it at any car that comes by. Weatherman to score operations.
Bad stop.
Never mind. Weatherman to score 8. Yeah. 1100 broke his left rear trailing arm at race mile approximate 5-9. Is there any way we can get him out of there? That's what I told him. Anyway, he's worried about, you know, the second race starting and other drivers' safety because he's partially on the course. I told him to wave a strap at anybody that comes by to get him off the course. Yeah, he knows that. Okay, who was the other car that was stuck around race mile 20, 23, something like that? No response. 1616, go ahead. And no, Claire, we got to tow him out to a pit. And our guys, our tow guys, already know about it. Las Vegas Rich has 579 under tow, and he knows he's supposed to get your car as well. Wait a minute, he's going for 1004, Higman. Stand by. Bob's, go ahead.
Okay, Rich is up there looking for 1004 and can't find it. Where was his supposed relocation at?
Beer Bottle Road. Near Beer Bottle Road. Right.
Okay, we were understanding he was just at the north end of the lake bed because he needed to pull across the lake bed.
any of us Score Chase guys have a GPS? I have coordinates on 1616.
Weatherman, copy, Good Charlie.
Good Charlie, go ahead.
This is Tom Subway. I'm down here at Charlie with a couple guys. There's about three cars so far that have taken the wrong way on the course. Copy that?
Copy. Three cars have taken the wrong way on the course out of Pit Charlie.
Somewhere around race mile 29, they're heading east instead of like coming southeast, and they're running up and catching up the course further up the road. Copy that?
Okay, at race mile 29, instead of going south, that'd be southwest, wouldn't it? The course goes southwest from 29.
They saw around race mile 29. There's a cutoff somewhere where the cars are just, they're continuing like in the southeastern direction, and they're missing coming through Charlie. Copy that?
Copy. In other words, there's a mountain right there by 29. So if they go down southeast around the edge of the mountain, you say they're cutting the course and not going through C, but getting on the course going northeast out of C.
Let's say like race mile 30 or 31 is where they're cutting up, and then rejoining the course, I could say 33.
Okay. Are you keeping track of all the cars through Charlie?
A couple guys here doing that, yes.
Okay, what we're going to need is all of the cars, every single car with no mistakes that went through Charlie, and then we can compare that with who didn't go through Charlie that's in the race that finishes and claims any purse money.
And I'm just trying to give you a heads up on that. I don't think these guys know that, and so that's, you know, to avoid the DQ for these guys later on.
Playing jokes or something, I don't know. Anyway, score 8, copy weatherman.
Yeah, I copy that. I'll take a look.
Score 8, what did I mean? 35.
Weatherman to score 2.
Go ahead.
Weatherman to score 2.
Is this a score 2?
Yeah, Paul, we have a course cutting situation. I don't know whether it's intentional or somebody screwed up the course or what, but it's south of race mile 29, where they're cutting out Pit C, Pit Charlie. They're cutting Pit Charlie completely out of the picture.
Okay, I'll head over there. Score 8, what's your location? This is Ed, score 35. I will meet you somewhere. Where?
Hey, stand by.
Weatherman, do you copy 1205?
1205, go ahead.
Weatherman, in that area you're talking about where they're cutting, I saw a tank car do it right in front of me. It's just a line that starts veering off to the left. It looks like part of the race course if you don't know better.
35, this is 8, I'm at mile 18. We can meet you there.
Okay, Weatherman to score 2. Score 2. 1205, what race mile are you at?
Got out of my car at Pit C and heading back to Main Pit. We're still going and good on the race course. I got out, so I just wanted to tell you, it's right after that left turn. There's just a graded road, a good looking road that goes off to the left right before Pit C, and guys are taking that. I saw it happen earlier.
Score 8, I will meet you where the road you're on, and Night Ranch Road.
Copy.
Weatherman, ops.
Ops, go ahead.
Yeah, 1020, is you already seeing more on him outside of this pass that he was in?
Being in need of anything.
Who was the one who was sucked in the pass with a flat tire?
That was 1620. Checkpoints and pit areas looking for 1020.
1003 and 1007 through check 1, third time.
1003 and 1007 through check 1, lap 3.
Ed Rich.
Copy. 1004 on a strap. Okay, our next rest is going to be 1616, broken between race mile 7 and 10, end of Beer Bottle Pass Road. Weatherman to score 2. Status please on 1020, still needing status on 1020.
Weatherman, this is check 2. 1020 has not come through here for the lap on check 2.
Happy, through 2 on the first lap, but not the second.
Correct, has not come through for the second lap.
Weatherman, mile 18.
Mile 18, go ahead.
1020, one time at 641.
What was mile 18 at 641 this morning?
Affirmative.
Checkpoint 3, check 3. Yes, I'm looking for status on 1020. You haven't seen him on the first lap. Weatherman to pit Charlie. Check 3, go ahead. 1020. Okay, 1020 is broke between check 2, because he made it through there the first time, and check 3, he's never made it to 3. Now I'm looking for pit Charlie. Tom Sobrey, are you there?
Car 1022, pit Charlie at 654.
At 6 what?
54.
Copy. So we have him broke then between Charlie and 3. Between Charlie and 3 for 1020.
16 to Weatherman.
Who's calling Weatherman?
This is race 16, 16.
Yeah, Randy, go ahead.
Car, I was told to contact you. We are at, on the access road here at the GPS coordinates that were given to you.
The access road being Beer Bottle Pass?
Caroline area.
Okay. Ranger Ron, got a copy on Weatherman? Yeah, Ron. We got car number 1616 on Beer Bottle Pass Access Road by the power lines. Is it possible for their own crew to go get them in as much as all the score crews are busy on other rescues? No. You were broken when you said something about 44. Okay, BLM 44 will bring them out to the main road. 1620, have your crew meet you and BLM 44 at the main road. I'm sorry, score 44. Okay.
Which main road do I need to have them meet at that?
That'd be Las Vegas Boulevard South. Would that not be true, score 44? Take them to 5.8. Take them to 5.8. That's not the race course. Take them to some place that his crew can legally get them, and then tell me where that's going to be.
Weatherman, 1620
Chase. 1620 Chase. Negative, I do not know if 1620 is up and running.
Thank you.
40.3, go ahead. Copy that. 1620 is just before check 3. Just a couple hundred yards before check 3, and they're changing a tire on the car right now.
10-4.
Score 8, score 8, score ops.
Score 2. I had a further report on that situation for you. It was a line veering off the course to the left, looking like the race course to anybody that didn't know for sure.
Weatherman,
Weatherman, go ahead.
Weatherman, can you relay that 1101 race is broke at race mile 28, the motor's done?
Okay, that's race mile what?
28.
Copy, 1101 out at race mile 28, blown motor.
Can you relay to us here, try to get, or is there any way we can get the car out of here?
Standby 1612, 44, go ahead. I'm sorry, you're inquiring about 1614? That was 1620. He's getting a tire right now at race mile 40.3. Yeah, don't bother on 1620.
Bob, this is 1620 out at pit C. If he wants to come back over the mountain and pick up another spare, I'm sitting...
So in other words, instead of continuing on the race course, want him to get on the Night Ranch Road, take a right, go to Charlie, get a spare, go back to the race course.
10-4.
Race mark, 1620 still with you? Yeah, 1616 hit the Beer Bottle Pass Road, on the access road. Okay, stand by. Joe, or 166. The rolls went on Beer Bottle Pass Road from 5.8 up to past probably where you are, and they didn't see anybody. Don't have a GPS. 44 you have? Okay, tell me when you're ready to copy their coordinates. North, 35, 42, 6, 28. West, 115, 16, 802.
What about you?
North, 35, 42, 6, 28. 42, 6, 28. 115, 16, 802.
Copy.
Weatherman to 4. Looking for 1205, second lap. See, go ahead.
That car is at pit C.
Okay, so the coilover's at pit C. And we're still finding out if he went through check 4 yet.
Yeah, Weatherman check 4, he went through at 926.
Okay, went through 4 second lap at 9:26. It's now 9:47. He's due at the main any time. So if you have that coil over at Charlie, why don't you? Do you think you could get it over to the main before he gets there? Okay, so you want Charlie to take the coil over to B, Bravo? Okay, pit Charlie, copy for 12:05.
Yeah, it's 10:04. Booth taking it down to pit B right now.
It's being taken to Bravo now on 1205 coilover.
Hey, Skorek, what's your location?
4-8.
This is 435.
What's your location? 1205 just came into main pit. 1616 main. Well, he won't take him out to Las Vegas Boulevard. He'll take him out to 5.6. Yeah, but it's that access road coming out of Buffalo Bills, the dirt road. Look at your map at RM 5.6. I don't know that, but Score 44 and your guys will have radio contact with each other. You'll all have radio contact. Well, you won't have contact on your race channel with 44. 44, go ahead. Okay, 44 has 16-16 on a strap, and he's going to take it to 5.8 beer bottle, 5.8 beer bottle pass road. Well, when you get there and if you have a problem, call me. Copy, 10:03 through check 3, third lap. Find out where specifically Score 8 is supposed to be getting them.
48 just went through the start line on his other lap. So he's probably at race mile 1 heading into the course at under speed.
Okay, obviously 348 that was reported out by you is not out.
Evidently, whoever gave us that information is towing him. Better let him know. Okay.
Weatherman to Score 8. Weatherman to Score 8.
Score 35, Score 35, this is 8.
Go ahead, Rich. Okay, stand by. I'm going to call you on the phone.
Weatherman to Score 8.
8.
Hey, Billy, copy Weatherman.
Hey, Weatherman.
Yeah, 348, take him off your list. He's not out of the race. He's still racing.
No, it was 347, sorry about that. Score 35, score 8.
Score, this is 35, go ahead, score 8.
I'm over here at the gravel pit, you know where we make that loop around the gravel pit off of Night Ranch Road? Support. Easier, come over.
Right. Okay, score 8, are you going to get 347? Is that the one you needed where he was?
Come back, Weatherman.
So do you or do you not have a location on 347?
Right here with him, just trying to get him as far back from the course as possible.
Copy. You are with 347. You're not bringing him out. You're just getting him off the course so that he has the best seat in the house.
Right. Unless we can bring him out, but we're trying to see what we can do.
Weatherman, squad.
Pops, go ahead. Pops, go ahead.
Yes, sir. We got somebody heading over to British Mile 68 to pick up 556. They're calling you, or, you know, you can tell them that.
Copy. You have somebody going over to get 556 off the course and back to the main.
And when he gets done, he's going to try and see about getting a hold of 1101 up at Race Mile 28, but he's got to do some work to get to that one.
Copy. Copy that, but somebody did Halls Road, and he wasn't on Halls Road, and Race Mile 28 would be off Halls Road, so I'm thinking that 1101 is not where he thinks he is.
Weatherman, come in.
Go ahead, Weatherman.
1101 is at Race Mile 28. I'm looking at the sun.
Okay, 1101 is at Race Mile 28. You're looking at what?
At the mile marker.
Well, that's pretty good information. We'll go with 28. But somebody ran Halls Road looking for you and couldn't find you.
Well, we're up here. We're parked with some trucks right here that are just sitting out here.
Weatherman, this is Score 35. You got a copy?
Score 35, go ahead.
I'm down here with Billy in about 1 minute, and after that, I know exactly where the gentleman at mile marker 28 is. Tell him to sit tight.
Copy, Score 35. You're going to go rescue 1101 at Race Mile 28. And 15, but you're saying he's straight in the middle of the course with a broken front axle housing.
Pit C, Weatherman.
Pit Charlie, go ahead.
Car 1020 is out of the race at mile marker 37. The driver's walked out to the pit, and the car is sitting up there.
Copy, 1020 out of the race, race mile 37, and the driver's walked into Charlie. What score unit do we have that can go on a rescue for 301? Race mile 14 or 15? Between 14 and 15. Score 44? Too many people. You've seen who is. Yeah, 301. And who is used? Score 44 on his way to get 301 off the course. Now, they've got, his crew has the parts to get that broken front end housing to where it is drivable, but the housing's broke. So it looks to me like a drag job, but I don't know for sure until you tell me. Stand by, 301 Main, copy Weatherman. Yeah, 44 knows where 301 is, and he's going to haul him out to 5.8, that's beer bottle or that's beer bottle pass road where it meets the course. When are you going to get there with those parts? 10 minutes to assemble the parts, 44, and then they'll head in that direction. Copy. The main says he's in the middle of the course. I don't think that's quite true, or there's been some calls about it. But in any case, drag them way off the course if that's all you can do, and then you're going to go and bring his crew in with the parts. 10-4, 301, a Bronco is safely off the course. He's already been seen safely off the course. Yeah, 10-4, do you know if your car is towable or is it draggable? If I was there, I could fix it. All I need is a ratchet strap or a come along to bring the parts up to where it is towable. But, you know, if you have those parts that you can get, a ratchet strap or anything like that, do it. 556. Okay, 556 race, be advised that Score 35 is coming up there to pull you out. Be advised also that once you go on a score strap, you are out of the race. Okay, if you could get the sub-axles to another racer to drop them off at race mile 28, that would be the fastest. Negative, take the sub-axles to pit Bravo, pit D, and hand them to any racer with the instructions to drop them off to 556 at race mile 28. Well, score 35 is coming to move the car out of the way. 16-16, go been picked up yet? I already know they have the information. I don't even have to verify it. Somebody, weatherman, this is somebody, ranger, something. Go ahead. Yeah, you'd go to Jane and go south on Beer Bottle Pass Road to where it intersects with the race course. I don't have that information. Weatherman to score 8. Never mind, score 8. Stop by Sign Tech or Sign Pros and get some new numbers. Get a 1213 number for your race car. Make it into a 12 car instead of a 16. I'm just kidding.
Hey, man, score 8.
Score 8, go ahead.
347 is being towed back to pit B.
Copy, 347 being towed back to pit Bravo. Ops, go ahead. Oh, my God. I got them too close together here on the deal. It's my fault. I take full responsibility. 556 Main, copy weatherman. Now those stub axles, they don't go to B. I got you mixed up with 1101. The stub axles would have to come out of, oh my gosh, they'd have to come out of check 4 or check 3. Well, from the main pit area, you could probably walk over to the car. I wouldn't advise it, but in other words, if he's at 68, that's right across, it's right across from the main pit. Okay, have somebody stay with the car, for sure.
Okay, well, then Las Vegas Ridge is the one that's heading over towards 556, that's race mile 68. Race towards your location, look towards 68 with a stub axle. If you happen to see some poor guy walking across the desert out there, you might want to give him a lift if you can.
556, weatherman, go ahead.
Check 4. Status on 578, please. Second lap.
have very easy access through the dry lake on a chase road to him. Score officials at B told us to check with you to get permission.
Weatherman to score 8. Weatherman to score 8. Yeah, score 8. 106 is broken race mile 30. They say that it's an easy access thing to come in from Pit Bravo. And the Pit Bravo score people say that they've got to get permission. Is that happening today, or does the score person have to bring them out?
This is score 35.
Score 35?
Yes, I'm on mile. I can swing by and take a look at the situation at mile 30 also.
Yeah, if you would do that on your way to 1101, I would appreciate you taking a look in on 1006. Does anybody with score know what the rule is? If can only score personnel bring people out? Let me have a heads up on that, please. Weatherman to Ranger Ron. Yeah, Ron, here's a question for you. We have a guy that's broke at race mile 30 that's an easy access thing that his crew could come in out of Pit Bravo and easily get him off the course and back to main. But I don't know if that's allowed today. I know it used to be if they got permission, but what's happening today? That's what I thought. Thanks a lot for the clarification. Okay, 1006, Chase.
Yeah, we got you. We've got the driver trying. He's got a visual on one of the score officials out there. We'll stay in communication.
Yeah, 10-4, but it's only score officials pulling people out. There's nobody going on the course to get anybody today other than score.
Copy. Thank you, Weatherman.
Weatherman, this is 8. What was the number, 1008?
No, it's 1006. Broke at race mile 30.
Okay. Score 35 is score 8.
Already taken care of, Billy. Score 35 is going to go take a visual on his way to 1101. Yeah, check 4. You got that status on 578, please. Copy, 1014 through 4 for 578.
Mike Major's up.
Yeah, Mike, you want to get
can get him out of where he's at, but you're still out of the race.
Correct. Where would we go in when we're allowed to go in?
You go in pit, Night Ranch Road to pit. I tell you what, we're going to take your guy to pit B, okay? And you meet your guy at pit B, and you go in and fix it, okay? But you're out of the race. Is that understood?
We understand that, correct.
Okay, 44, take their crew to pit B, come off there, and their crew will come in and get it. And for, is it going to take a trailer, though? Are they going to fix it? Not what? As long as they're saying they fix it, and then they, but they're still out of the room. Okay, come to pit 301, Jim.
And for, we will meet you at pit B.
So, Billy, how does 301 fix the car? Are we taking them back out there with the parts?
41, can 301 Chase get there without going on course? Well, that couple hundred feet, they'll have to walk the parts in.
Okay, be advised, though, this is a broken axle housing if we're talking about 301, a broken axle housing. To fix it, they need come-alongs and a high lift jack handle as a stationary part or something to, you know, when the two parts come together, to tie them together.
301 Chase has to understand that.
301 Chase is coming up to pit B, where it crosses the road.
301 Race, which side of the axle housing is broke? The short side or the long side? In for, I'm clear. 1616, go ahead. Stand by. Weatherman to Ranger Ron.
This Ron.
Yeah, Ron, 1616 has a trailer. The car has been hauled out to race mile 5.8. That's Beer Bottle Pass Road in the course. The trailer is right now at a roped-off area by the prison. He wants permission to remove the rope, put it back up, go get the car, and then take it out with the rope back up again. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm not in charge of the race, but there's been several people going to do that to that 5.8. Weatherman, he can do it as long as he doesn't go past that road, that Beer Bottle Road, as long as he doesn't cross the race course.
And for. Okay, Randy, yeah, take the rope down, but put it back up behind you. Go get the car. Do not cross the race course. And the car should be on the north side of the course anyway. We're clear.
444, Corey. Yes, can you take those two guys out to where, from where you're at to Night Ranch Road and wait for their crew there so they know how to get in there, but they're going to have to hand carry the parts in. Yeah, I just want the crew to know how they get in there to the car. No, take them to pit B. Take them to pit B, and then the driver can show them how to get into the car. Take them to pit B.
1203 Main.
1 Chase is at pit B waiting the arrival of the drivers.
Okay, take them to pit B, 44.
1203 Main, go ahead. No retrieval passes at this race. Cars can only be brought out by score personnel. So, do you have something closer than 15 to 20? Weatherman to score 3-5.
And this is score 3-5.
Now, we got 12:03 broken between race mile 15 and race mile 20. So, keep an eye out for him when you're going out there.
Okay. And mile marker 30, looking for...
breaking up about race mile 30.
46 301 drivers to pit B.
Copy 1203 Main, approximately 3 miles from Bravo.
Hey, this is Chase, man. Have you guys heard whether the noise has gone in there?
Weatherman? Okay, when you start your transmission, I hear Weatherman, and then I hear just motorboat. clear up. So you got a real bad motorboat in your radio, so tell me again, but we got to get past the motorboat. So, you know, count 1/1000 to 5 and then tell me what it is. Nah, just motorboat. Just motorboat. Start your engine and bang on your radio real hard with your left foot. Just motorboat.
Check one.
leader 1007 through check 1.
Bill, do you have the fuel on me? 35?
35, I'm at mile 29 where the gate is. Which way are you? After 29 or before 29? 35, what's your 20?
All checkpoints and pit areas. 1606 status, please. Also, ops be advised, 1100 is stuck on the course. I just heard a race car go by him, and it sounded awfully close. Anyway, they got a broken trailing arm. They can't move the car. It has to be dragged. I told him to get a strap out and hail a racer, but I guess they haven't done that yet.
This is Terrible Herbs, Pit B. Welcome radio check. Anybody out there? Sounds like some hair lip sucker talk on the other end.
Check 4, weatherman.
Check 4, go ahead.
We be out here having more fun than the law allows.
Check 48.
Well, there was a little, shall we say, questionable use of the area, but we solved it. Now I was going to give him an episode right after I found out if our radio was working. I was going to give Dennis a jingle and see if he was out there somewhere in radio land.
Weatherman to start finish or ops?
Go ahead.
Status on 1606, starting his third lap, please.
Okay, 10-4. This is Pit B to Pit C. Dennis, you out there?
Checkpoint 4, he went through there at 10:48 on his second lap. He's not made the start-finish line to start his third lap yet, or to finish his second lap yet.
Looking for following racing. Probably not on this frequency. This is the BFG relay frequency.
No worries. Charlie, go ahead.
Yeah, we have Chase Crew 1625 here saying their car's broke down at race mile 28. We know that they're not going to be allowed to go get it. Can someone go pull that out for them?
I'm sure we can. Weatherman to score 8. Score 8. Copy, Weatherman. Second lap.
check 4.
4, go ahead.
Looking for 518 on second lap.
Just came through number 1 third time a few minutes ago.
Copy, 518 just through checkpoint 4 on third lap.
No, check 1.
Oh, I'm sorry, check 1 third lap. 518 through 1 third lap a few minutes ago.
Go ahead, sir.
8 under the second set of power lines, and you need score to come and get you. What score rescue vehicle do we have close to race mile 8?
Las Vegas Rich, 8. What's your point?
My refrigerator door, score ops. Right, score ops.
Red ops.
Up the drain.
Okay, we got one down at mile 8. So, and I'm out here at pit B right now.
44, score ops. Sir, what's your point?
Your call.
Tony T.
Now wait a minute now. Say that again, 518. Okay. Well, after race mile 29, approximately at race mile 30 and a half, 31, there was a road leading off to the left that was like an access road that looked like course. Score landed and put up more wrong way markers on it, but it looks like course if you're in the dust, and it misses C and puts them back on the race course past mile 32. So if he saw that he got off course, he might have veered right to get back on course to get into C the correct way.
1603, fourth lap through check one, leader.
Copy. 1603 through what?
Checkpoint one, fourth lap.
Okay, I was busy with something else. It was 1603 through 1, leader, 4th lap, through 1.
Stand for him.
Tony Taylor, you got a copy? Was that 518, or what number was that going back up there?
Go ahead, Frank.
Charlie, you guys in position? Got a copy?
Go ahead.
In place. You tell me what number that was that Tony T said was going backwards. Was it 518, or what number that be, please?
Let's not make a big deal out of this, okay? 518 came out of the desert into Charlie. It isn't that he's going backwards on the course, and the rally tracker will show everything, so don't make a big deal out of this.
I'm sorry I'm making a big deal. I'm just, we are 518, and I'm just trying to figure out if we have a problem or not. That's all.
It's the possibility that you missed the course about race mile 30 and a half, 31, and found your mistake, came into Charlie a different route.
Thank you very much.
Do you have GPS?
I'm not in the race car today, sir.
Wait a minute, mile 18.
Mile 18, go ahead.
Yeah, it's truck 349. It's a four-wheel drive. He broke the rear drive shaft. He's going to try to limp into pit B on front wheel drive. And his engine is not running all that good. I see him stuck on the hilltop at about mile 19 and a half.
Okay, that's 349, broken rear drive shaft. Approximately mile 19 and a half, limping into pit Bravo in front wheel drive. Not running very great. Does that mean he's not running very great like he's farting smoke, or does that mean he's just going really slow, saving his front end?
Black smoke is coming out of the tailpipe like it's flooding or something. And I can see someone's out of the truck right now. I can see him from my vantage point at about mile 19.
Copy that. So he's on the course?
He's off to the side.
Wait a minute, 10-06?
10-06.
10-06 has been pulled out to the road between B and C. We were informed by the score official that we're done. Is that a fact? Can we fix the car, go back to B, and start the race again?
No, in this race, because of the BLM stipulations for the race, no car can be towed and fixed. In other words, no car can be towed by anybody but score, and once the score strap goes on, a car is out.
Copy, thank you.
Check for a minute, man.
Check for it, go ahead. out, and if that's not possible, considering where you are, then he's there for the whole race, both races.
Oh, it's possible. If you have score 44 come up here, he can grab him real easy.
We'd have to come in from Knight Ranch Road in the course at race mile 47.
No, he can take beer bottle all the way up to the top.
Okay, where's the top of beer bottle? I mean, the top of beer bottle to me is race mile 40.
No, it's check 4, actually.
Who has the car and the drivers?
Score 44, score 44, score off. Trying to get up to the top of beer bottle fast.
Ops, let me handle it.
44 can do ya.
Okay, 44, could you go to checkpoint 4 and pick up a 501? He's got a broken trailing arm and CV joint. Needs to be towed out from check 4. Check 4, is he right at your pit? Check 4, is he at your pit?
Right in front of us.
Yeah, 10-4. 44, he is right there. Right at the pit.
Check 4, score 8.
4 go.
16-04. Okay, now what's the number of the car that is going to need a tow at race mile 42? Score 4-4. Okay, I didn't get the number of the car. Are you sure it's 1101? Because we had him broken at mile marker 28 and towed out from 28 with a blown motor. Copy, okay, 1102. 1102, he's broke at race mile 44. Is he way off the course? Because there's no way we can get him. Is he out of the way as far as trophy trucks are concerned? I can hear you fine.
Bob, is that you going to Charlie?
A weatherman to score 8.
Bad weatherman.
Okay, 1102 is been pulled off the course, but not very far. He's race mile 42. I don't know how we're going to get to him, but he's at in a left-hand turn at the bottom of the hill at race mile 44.
There's no way we can get to him. Copy, weatherman.
I copy. We got to do something, though.
All right, this is 35. You got a copy?
35.
Auto clear, no breakup.
I'm clear.
Who's 10?
JVR, you got a copy on ops? Mike Majors, score ops.
1606 Main.
Galpin, Herbst Main.
Okay, he's approximately race mile 71 out of gas.
Galpin, Herbst Main.
Go into him. It's just that you can't drive into him. You have to walk it in.
Hey, Dennis, this is Chase 8, hit me.
Yeah, you're coming in clear. Am I coming in clear?
You know, at the left turn starting into the main pits.
What? Turn over there. Right at us like a son of a bitch.
Not like it is over here.
It's not legal to drive. I don't know about walking. Stand by. Ranger Ron, got a copy?
Canopy.
Yeah, we haven't even put ours up.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Well, good to hear from you and have a safe trip home.
L71, there's barricades there. Is it legal, there's a race car that ran out of gas at race mile 71. Is it legal for somebody to walk the gas out to the car? Yeah, 10-4. You can walk the gas, you can't drive it out.
Well, man, I think that should be a foul decision.
Okay, somebody thinks it should be a foul decision, so weatherman to score 4-0.
Negative, you cannot walk the gas out.
It's a negative on that, no walking the gas out.
How about the walking in against the gas and going back out?
Score ops, how about that, the driver coming in and getting the gas?
Hey, everybody concerned this gas situation, we have a BLM stipulation that if there's any fueling done,
says he has nothing against your stipulation holds, no gas, no walking parts, so on and so forth. Who am I going to copy?
Taking off the wheel and leaving it off? copy?
1018 race, relay 12.
501 Chase.
We're just pulling off the highway.
In a few minutes. I would imagine he'd be towed to race mile 5.8. Yeah, from Gene, you go on Beer Bottle Pass Road, and when you come to the barricade, move it and put it back after you go through, but you can't cross the race course. He'll be let off on the north side of the course on Beer Bottle Pass Road.
I think so.
Check four, score off.
I'm sitting here where I'm on the mast
passing me on the handheld. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear.
Dennis, how much room do you have there?
Sure.
BFG Relay, this is 1018 Chase at Pitt Charlie. Do you have a copy?
Go ahead. How's it going?
Good. Okay, I need you please to relay to Pitt A. We need a tie rod.
Somehow you want to get a tie rod to Pitt C?
Just if they could have it ready, we can come pick it up or meet them. We can come now.
All right, let's jump over to yours and see what we can do about that.
10-4. It's going to be 151.235.
On 1209 is stuck where? Weatherman to check for. And do you have a 1209 stuck there with a flat? Not anymore. The front tire was gone on 1209 and he drove it down Beer Bottle Road. Well, he's on the Beer Bottle, you know, access road. Weatherman, go ahead. Okay, so 1209 has already passed through 5.8, headed down Beer Bottle towards Jean. 1209 Chase, copy that.
Weatherman, Ops.
Ops, go ahead.
Yeah, just yes or no on four vehicle numbers as to whether they're out of the race. A 1000, 1005, 1015, and 1017.
Weatherman, mile 18.
Mile 18.
902 out of the race at mile 19. He has a the transaxle.
115, Chase 1, copy the symphony.
Good.
902 out, mile 18, clunking transaxle.
And he's going to drive it out to the Las Vegas Boulevard that he just hit through.
Copy, going to drive it out to Las Vegas Boulevard and meet crew.
115. Chase 1, this is Antonio, you copy?
Yeah, Key, this PC.
Okay, I didn't know if Maine was here, no?
I heard Maine. Nobody responded.
Okay, well, they're hearing you. Must have some local problems there.
Attention at pitch, attention at pitch. This is Score Ops. We need all be at staging. All vehicles at Group B for staging. You have a 1 o'clock start. In Group B, you have a 1 o'clock start, should be in staging. Weatherman, could you also repeat that?
Repeat what?
I need everybody in staging from Group B.
All Group B vehicles to staging. All Group B vehicles to the staging area.
Collins, Maine, this is Keith.
Okay, of those cars that you gave me, I only show 1015 as being out.
Roger, copy. 1015 is out. The other ones we assumed would be running. Okay, thank you, sir.
And next time they check in, Dave, I'll ask them and get back to you.
Okay, thanks, Keith.
1011 is out.
Sorry about that. Better like next one.
Oh, go ahead.
Chase 2 to Robbie.
HQ, Maine, Pitt Charlie.
Okay, Relay 12, it's 150790.
Robbie to Chase 2. Pitt C to Keith.
Yeah, this is Keith.
Hey, could you maybe see if the Baldwin guys could pick us up some ice from the gas station or something? Because we were out of ice.
Group B, we need you staging. Those that are in Group B need you in staging for your 1 o'clock start.
The hot drinks melted everything.
Hello, Baldwin crew going to Charlie, Pit C, you got a copy? Nothing heard on the Baldwin guys. Collins, Maine is Keith.
Hey, those. What about mile 47? I got you getting locked on Lot 8 or Mod. 1202 is stuck at 46 and a half. Just off of what? The dry lake? Is he off the course or you know, in impediment to the course? Weatherman to score 4-4.
Score 44, score 44, Ops.
Who can do a red
in the opinion of the reporting party, trophy trucks won't be able to get by him. Score 35, thank you very much. ETA 15 minutes to 12:02.
Score 44, score 44, score ops. Weatherman ops.
Ops.
Okay, we also have another issue at race mile 54. We have vehicle 1007. We need to clear him out of there also. That's why I'm trying to get a hold of 44.
Now, wait a minute. 7 at 54, did you say?
Yes, sir. That's what his crew's telling me.
Well, 44 was on his way to 10:07. I think that 10:07, stand by. He was at, this guy was at checkpoint 4. Okay, 1612 went through pit Charlie at 10:59. And as of 11:28, he had not been through 3. Stand by. Weatherman to check 3. Have you seen that 1612 after 10:59 this morning? Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. If you see him, let me know. Okay, 1612 is broke somewhere between Charlie and 3. Go ahead. Okay. Stand by. Check 4. Yeah, what was the number of that car that you had stuck in front of you there? Yeah, copy. Okay, so 10:07, you say that the car is broke at mile marker 54. 54 is check 4. Could you find out if they've gone through 4 or if they can see 4? Check 4 one more thing, 10:07.